Hi, Garth. It's Trina. How are you?
I am great, Miss Trina. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. The last time we met, I put you on the spot at the press conference in Croke Park in Dublin, and I asked you to sing for me. I think you probably remember turning me down.
I remember you.
Yeah. You turned me down, but then you redeemed yourself by singing later on in a one-on-one. So I really got a free one-on-one concert. It was all good.
Yeah, it was good. If I remember right, it was about 2 or 3 hours after the first time you asked me. So hopefully by then I had maybe woke up a little bit. But that was early for me. Not early for you guys, but it was early for me.
Yeah. Because I think you probably felt guilty, Garth. Because be honest with me now, right? Were you trying to break a world record with the number of questions that you answered on that day? Because you were going from morning until evening, having traveled from, I think you were traveling from Nashville.
Yeah, well, the thing was, you know, you guys don't do anything small. You don't. So when you show up, like here, we'll do like, we just did Baton Rouge, 103,000 people, right? Well, there was maybe 12 people in the press room, maybe tops. There's like 100 people there in that room. So it's crazy. You guys don't do anything small. So if you're going to do it, you know, go big or go home. And you guys showed up. I can't believe it. It's like today. I've got to talk to everybody from every square inch of that place. You guys do everything big and do it all together. So I enjoy it, but that's kind of what happens when you get to come to Ireland.
But you know what, Garth? I actually think the difference is you, and I've spoken to other journalists about this as well. Other artists would just say, no, I'm doing one interview or I'm doing two interviews. You make sure that everybody is included. It really is a wonderful, kind quality to have.
That's very sweet, but this is the way I look at it. Everybody else is doing this for my dream. Isn't that crazy? Because you look at your band, you look at your crew, you look at the promoters, and everybody's working all the time, including the press. But they're doing this so you can live your dream. I don't get what you get out of this. I just don't understand it. What I get out of it is a life-changing experience. So I enjoy getting to talk about the music, and especially the stories where the music has made a difference in somebody's life.
Well, I think somebody on your team needs to tell you that you can actually be a diva at this point. You're allowed. Listen to me. I have a recorded quote from you, Garth Brooks, saying that 5 shows, they'd never sell in Ireland. We couldn't even imagine that number. And then after you left us in Croke Park that day, an email would come in. Another show announced. And the tickets, you don't even need to promote a show. The tickets went out the door instantly. So how did it feel then when you heard the news that all the 5 nights had sold out?
Well, it's kind of weird because me and you talked about this, just the emotional roller coaster of in 2014 they're on and they're gone, and then getting the call that they could be a possibility of it happening again. And I knew with now, you know, from the 2014 that the hype and everything was kind of gone. So you were kind of left naked there, and you there was no way you were going to sell 5 shows again. And me and Miss Sherwood are dead asleep when the phone rings, and it's Peter Aiken. And even though he's speaking English, I can't understand him. He is so excited and so happy for us. And he just kept saying all 5 are gone. And I thought they were going to do, I don't know if you felt this way, but I thought they were going to put on 2 or 3 and then wait and see if they're going to put the other 2 or 3 on. But we got the call. All 5 of them were already gone. So it made something that was fantastic, even if the word is fantastic-er. You know, it made it even better.
And now the good news is there are even more tickets because production seats have become available. Can you explain to us what that means and what those seats are and if they're good seats or not, Garth?
Yeah, I mean, this is the crazy thing about this. When you're playing Dublin and this many people show up, you have to film it. You have to. Whether you ever use it or not, you've got to film it so you can show the world what goes on. You guys might think it's an everyday occurrence over there, but how you treat music is so rare that most of the world doesn't believe it even when they see it. So you come to film it, and what you do is you save seats around cameras so nobody's view gets blocked. And then when the director finally picks where he or she wants the cameras, then you find there's a lot of seats that you didn't need to hold on to. Those are called production releases. Now, here's what I love about it. Those people that waited and waited, we were lucky enough to sell those tickets, but there were people that waited the whole time and never got a chance to buy them. Now those people get shot at the best seats in the house, because if the camera's there, that means it's the perfect view, because that's what you want to shoot for film.
Yeah.
And so some of these seats will be the best seats in the house. And how ironic and how justified is that, that these people that waited so long to get tickets that couldn't get in now get a shot at these seats.
Oh, fantastic. Show day, Garth, what is the plan? What's your routine on show day? What do you do leading up to a concert?
Oh, you try not to overthink it, right? And thank God the people kind of allow you to just be you, flaws and all, and they're still okay with that. So you've got that working for you. But I think the main thing you want to do is just not try too hard, because with the history of these shows, the history of Garth Brooks in Ireland, it's going to be easy for me to come out and try too hard and think too much. I won't be breathing the first two or three songs, so just be so excited. And so if I can get past my own self in the first two or three songs to where this thing becomes the party mode that you're hoping it's going to become, then all you got to do is just take the ride.
Yeah.
And oh my God, what a ride it is. Coolest gig on the planet. I've got the best seat in the house, and it's just nothing but endless fun.
Well, final question for you, Garth, because I know you're talking to absolutely every journalist in the land. You weren't able to predict that you were going to sell out five nights. You've done that. Can you predict for me what song will get the best reception at Crow Park?
Ooh, tough. The song that gets the best reception on the tour is Calling Baton Rouge. I just think because it's one of those high-energy songs that's over in like 2.5 minutes kind of thing. So I don't know. You know, my favorite song is still The Dance. I think it always will be.
The one you sang to me, Garth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I remember that. But I can tell you this right now. The songs right now on the stadium tour, the songs that are just over the top are Thunder Rolls, That Summer, which I don't understand. It's time. It's time. So there are songs that just continue to be that way. Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up still might be one of the most fun sing-along things that has 4 billion words in it, but they seem to know every syllable. So it's pretty cool to get to watch it right now.
Yeah. Well, Garth, when I left you in November, you were off to get fit. I said I was going off to get fit as well. My progress has been non-existent. How have you been? Have you gotten fit? I bet you are, from running across the stage all the time.
Oh, I would, but I love food too much. So
oh, yes.
I still got some fit to have to get to. But it's becoming fun. You know, you're moving around the stage and you realize something this big, you don't lap it, you sew it. You go from point to point instead of just making circles around it. So you're starting to figure out how to get to more people quicker and spend better time with them when you're there in certain spots of the stage. So as far as fit, no, but as far as understanding that stage and how to reach those people and have those magic moments with them, that exchange, yeah, it's starting to taste like chocolate and just be like honey. And that's my favorite part of a tour. So the tour is running on all cylinders right now, but it's getting fined and more fine-tuned every time. And by the time we hit Ireland, it should be at its top of its game.
Well, we can't wait. Garth, you're an absolute legend. We will see you in September at Crow Park. Five nights with Garth Brooks, and we look forward to it. Thanks so much for catching up again with us.
Trina, I loved you 6 months ago. I love you now. Thank you so, so much for being so sweet to me.
Oh,
I'll talk to you.
What a gent. Thank you, Garth. Bye.
Bye-bye.